Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see everyone this morning. You know, throughout the prayer request and just throughout the week, you know, it doesn't take long to look at some news or look on Facebook or anything to see this world is crazy. I hear a lot of people say it's going crazy. I think it's always been crazy. Ever since the fall of man, ever since the depravity of man, it's been crazy. We're just seeing a lot more of it, aren't we? We're exposed to a lot more of it. Well, one thing we can do to guard ourselves is in Ephesians chapter 6, we learn about the armor of God. I don't know any better way to arm ourselves and guard against the craziness of this world. You know, if we were going into battle, you would want to have some kind of armor on, something to protect yourself with. Well, brothers and sisters, there is a battle going on. It's a battle for our heart and our mind. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, just in the interest of time, we're going to jump in the middle of this. Ephesians verse 10 says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." Last weekend, we talked about the power of Christ resting upon us, knowing that our strength comes from Him, not ourselves. So it says, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord. That's where our strength comes from. Strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. And it says, put on the whole armor of God. Did you get that? The whole armor. Let's not leave any behind. Let's not overlook something. Let's prepare ourselves for battle. It says, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You know, the devil tries and uses every tool at his disposal to try to wiggle his way into our lives. He tries to infiltrate as much as he possibly can. I tell you, even this morning, riding home to church, Sarah's got her phone out and she was playing some good spiritual music for us. But after every single song, there was an ad. Why? So many times we'll come to church and we'll listen to several, almost seven songs before I hear an ad or something like that. Not this morning. Every single one. You know, that's just life, isn't it? Something always happens. Something always tries. Something always tries to knock us off, especially when we're coming to the house of the Lord. If we're trying to do our best in life, if we're wanting to come here, if we're wanting to, brethren, come and worship together, that's when the devil is going to try to get at us the most. But he says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, we lead this, and we remember, it's like, well, that I may be able to stand against the devil. Me by myself, I can't. I don't have the strength. But remember what he says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. And it's called the armor of God. I believe that David had that armor on when he went out against Goliath. You know, Saul tried to give him his armor. Saul was a full-grown man. It said that Saul was head and shoulders taller than all. That was some big armor. David tried to put it on. He probably looked, you know, really tall and small, like a kid trying to wear his dad's clothes. But he said, I hadn't proved this. But what armor had he proved? God's power, God's might, the armor of God. That he had proved. He had gone out against the lion, the bear, and had a dominion over them because the Lord delivered them into his hands. And because he went out with faith, knowing that the Lord was going to deliver him, that he did. Delivered Goliath into his hands. But it wasn't because of his strength. It wasn't because of his might. We have to remember, put on the whole armor of God. The strength comes from God. And Paul would say, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Remember, it's a warfare, not a carnal warfare. We're not going out there to call to fight against Rome, to fight against the government, to fight against whoever is opposed to us. But it is a battle against our mind. How much of this stuff is going on? How much things are out there trying to play on your mind, trying to take your mind off of things above? We're to set our affection. It says over in Colossians chapter 3, set our affection on things above, not on things of this earth. But we're berated on every side. It doesn't matter where you are. Well, maybe if you're up way up in the mountains all by yourself in a hole or something like that, you may not hear it. But most of us don't live like that. Most of us have to go to work. Sometimes we may have to work with ungodly people. Sometimes we may have to work for an ungodly person. Sometimes we have to go to school or whatever. Ungodliness is always around. And it will be around. But brethren, if we take hold and put on this armor of God, that's one of the best things I know to help guard ourselves. So, just real quick, let's try to do just a little bit of this armor. He says, verse 13, he says, "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about you with truth." With truth. Having your loins girt about you, having everything tied together. If your life is based upon lies and falsehood, you're not tied together. You're not bound together. If it's about lies and falsehoods, it's going to fall. It's going to fly apart. It's not going to stand. So he says, gird your loins, having your loins gird about you with truth. What better truth is there than the Word of God? What better truth could we bind ourselves together with, hold our life together with, than this full truth of God? And he says, your loins girt about you with truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness. Protecting that heart with his righteousness. Our righteousness is filthy rags. But with that hard armor of God, his righteousness. I'm trying to be his child. I'm trying to do my best to live my life claiming the name of Christ. Having that righteousness upon me. Guarding that heart against everything that can come after me. That righteousness, that breastplate of righteousness. We can wear it proudly, not defile it. Do what we can to stand against the evil days. And it says, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Preparation. Preparation is one of those words. It's a big word. Not that it has a lot of words in it, a lot of letters in it, but it's a big word. It's very prominent. Preparation. You know, when I first started working at my job that I have currently, the guy that I had started working with me, he told me, he said, first thing you need to learn is the five P's. Prior planning prevents poor performance. And you know, that kind of stuck with me. Prior planning prevents poor performance. Well, preparation of ourselves each morning can help us to prevent ourselves from having poor performance in our service to our Heavenly Father. Preparation, having your feet shod with the preparation of gospel of peace. Brethren, that's one of the things about the gospel. It's the good news of peace. If you want to have a peace in your life, the only peace that's going to bring peace is the peace of God. If we have that truth, God's truth bound around us, that breastplate of righteousness upon us that we can wear proudly, that I'm trying to do what's right for my Heavenly Father and have that peace within our heart. It says, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Let's prepare ourselves each and every day. There's a warfare we had talked about earlier. The warfare that's going on and on and on. And it's not going to stop until the Lord comes back again. So we need to be having that preparation. We need to prepare ourselves each and every morning. Go to the Lord in prayer. Read His Word. Study it. Meditate upon it throughout the day. That's one of the things about putting on the armor. We don't have a physical suit of armor in a closet that we go and put on every day. This is how we put it on. Renew our mind each and every day. Open our heart to Him each and every day. Let His love fill us and let that peace pass on us that we may go throughout our day. And it's preparation of the gospel of peace. We need to have that time of preparation. And especially when we enter the house of God. Each and every time we don the doors, each and every time we sit and we sing the songs and we hear the word of God proclaimed, we need to have our hearts prepared. Like that parable of the sower of the seed, the different soil types. How is our heart? When we came in this morning, was our heart like the wayside? Was it hard and not prepared? So when this seed is sown, is it going to fall down and the birds and the air are just going to take it away? As soon as we leave, we're going to forget every single thing we heard and we're not going to get any benefit from it. Or maybe it was at one time broken up, but we haven't done anything for a while, and it's not been tilled, not been prepared properly, and it's stony ground. And something will spring up. But when persecution comes, when the evil day comes, when this devil comes around and tries to infiltrate, he infiltrates easily. Because there's no earth, there's nowhere for the roots to grow. And whatever did spring up withers away. Maybe our heart is prepared. Maybe we have done our best to prepare, but we're still worried about things that's going to happen. Still not settled in our mind that God is all powerful, that He has this in His hand. Maybe we have too many things rattling in our brain that's just pulling us away. That's like the cares and the worlds and the trials and those thorns and thistles that bring up. And what did they do with that came up? Choked it out. And that's what it'll do when we have too much care, too much worries. We need to be taking our cares and worries to the Lord. We need to be carrying it to Him. Heavenly Father, I can't deal with this, but I know You can. We need to be carrying it to Him and having all those cares and worries and our woes in our life and let Him deal with them. No, our heart needs to be like that last soil type, that prepared soil, the one that has been broken up, worked, all the weeds pulled out, and prepared for that seed. So when it brought forth abundantly. We need to be that prepared. We need to have that preparation of the gospel of peace each and every day, and especially when we come to the house of the Lord. Now, he says, verse 16, he says, above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. That shield of faith. Brothers and sisters, we need to have that faith that God is with us, that I'm with Him. I'm trying to do what's best. I'm trying to have that preparation each and every day. I'm reading His Word. The Lord is with me. I'm trying to do what's right, holding that shield up. The Lord's going to take care of me and quench all those fiery darts. You know, one of the things that Satan tries to do so much is whisper in your ear. You know, some people would think he's attacking on every front, but a lot of times it's just that little whisper. You're not good enough. Why would God fight for you? I hear that so often. Sometimes I have to just wonder, why? Why would He? There's nothing good in me save the blood of Christ. That's what He sees. He doesn't see me in all my sinful filthiness. He sees the blood of His beloved Son that was put upon me. I was bought with a price. The price was paid. So I should live according to His will. I should do what I can, having that truth girt about me. Breastplate of His righteousness upon me, my feet shod with the preparation of gospel of peace, and having that shield and being able to have the faith knowing that the Lord is going to take care of me. The Lord is going to fight my battles for me. All I have to do is stand, having that faith that He's with me, having that faith that He'll take care of me. And finally, in verse 17, it says, and take the helmet of salvation. Oh, excuse me, not finally, but we got two more. The helmet of salvation. Brothers and sisters, our salvation is of the Lord. Keep that on our mind each and every day. Salvation is of the Lord. It's not of me. It's not because I'm so good. It's not because I've done good enough. Salvation is of the Lord. Salvation is by grace and grace alone. Having that put upon our head. Think about it. When you're putting it on your head, the helmet that you put on your head, it's His salvation. It's not of mine. That keeps my mind focused on Him. His salvation. You know, David, when he had come to that point, in the lowest point of his life, if you will. And he had to call out to the Lord, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." It's his salvation that he freely gives to his children. Having that on our mind each and every day, like that helmet that's pressing down on your head. I remember in the military when we'd have to wear those Kevlars or whatever. A lot of times you had to have it on all day. It was pressing on your head. You're just happy to get that thing off. But brothers and sisters, we should want to put that helmet of salvation on. Keeping it on our mind each and every day. It's his salvation. That's my hope. That's how I can hold that shield of faith up, because of his salvation. And then he said the word, and he says, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The word of God. I can't remember exactly the book, chapter, and verse, but it's the word of God is like a two-edged sword, it's sharper than two-edged sword. It can cut straight. Brothers and sisters, we need to do that. We need to use this word of God so we can cut straight. We can take that and cut through the lies. Cut through the hate. Use the word of the Lord. Because this is the gospel of peace. And it's the gospel of love. Using his love. Because of the love that he loves us. We're to love one another. And in using the sword of the Spirit. A lot of people think of the sword as just nothing but a, just, you know, a hacking away weapon. But brothers and sisters, if we use properly. The sword of the Spirit is to cut through the truth. Cut to the truth. Cut through the lies. Using it through there. We can use this each and every day. And at no point in time of history has the Word of God ever been so readily available. So readily available. So we have no excuse not to have it with us. We need to use the sword of the Spirit. And he says, which is the Word of God. Brothers and sisters, the Word of God. Of God. How much do we esteem the Word? How much do we want to use the Word each and every day? How much do we ponder on the Word? Meditate upon it each and every day. We're supposed to be keeping it with us. And that's the thing that this I love about this segment right here about the armor of God. You know, sometimes people say, well, I need something I can handle, I can physically touch or whatever. You could be thinking about this. Think about the armor. Think about putting on something. And it's putting it on. You could physically sit there in your mind. I'm putting on that gospel of truth. Girding everything together. The truth. Because if this word wasn't truth, all of what we have would fall. But it is true. We can stand upon his truth. So finally, we can have our loins gird about us with that truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Brethren, our warfare is not carnal, but it is real. It is real. And it happens all the time. How many times do we fail? I don't want to tell you how many times I have. I'm embarrassed. I'm ashamed to say how many times I have failed. But thanks be unto God, it's his salvation. It's not up to me. I can leave this armor behind and have a terrible day. But at the end of the day, I can call upon his name. And he's there to help me. Each day is a new day. Let's renew it the best we can. Let's renew our mind and put on this armor so we may be able to face the day. And remember that the Lord is going to fight for us. In verse 10, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Thank you. Hey.